At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
If you're thinking of buying a new car over the coming months, it could be trickier than you think, and it's all down to really small chips. Dave Humphreys is from CompleteCar.ie. He's here to explain what's going on. What's happening, Dave?
Hey guys, how are things?
Very well, thanks. We would be rushing out to buy new cars now, obviously, because we buy a new one every week.
Oh, yes.
But what's the story with the really small chips and why is it going wrong?
So basically, there is a semiconductor shortage all over the world. So in other words, the car companies don't have enough chips to put into their cars. And it's playing havoc with supply chains all over the world. And it's affecting all the car companies in different ways. So some car companies can't install their electric window functions. Others can't install their cruise control functions. So it's affecting everyone differently because they all use different chips in different ways. But basically, everybody doesn't have enough of them. And that's playing havoc with supply chains.
Right.
So if you've got a new car ordered, you may be facing a delay depending on what the car is.
And this is, I suppose, is the reality of these kind of modern cars that, you know, there was a time when everything was mechanical and, you know, the spark plugs worked and they just either they worked or they didn't work. But now pretty much everything in the car is a computer.
Yes, there's so much computerization inside the cars now. And a big part of this, it's a bit of a perfect storm scenario because we had the pandemic happen, we had factories were closed, that created, you know, a shortage of supply. And then as things got back going, basically some people who were in purchasing didn't think it would be as bad and didn't order enough. And effectively, the car companies are actually quite far down the line for these people who make the semiconductors. So they make them for mobile phones, for games consoles, for, you know, your laptop, your iPads, anything like this.
Let me categorically say, I wholeheartedly agree that it's far more important that I get my Xbox for Christmas than it is that I get a new car to drive around in.
Exactly.
That's definitely more important to me.
And actually, that could be more likely because the people who produce these chips are prioritizing companies like that over the car companies. And this is what's causing the shortage. So it's a massive headache for everybody in the industry right now.
Well, it's having a big impact when you look at some of the figures. Like Ford has predicted it will manufacture 1.1 million fewer cars. I mean, that's a sizable amount.
And that's the thing, because these are such an integral part of the car now, they can't just, we'll send it out and it's not like there's no floor mats and we'll put them in at the dealership. Like these are, you know, essential things that they can't get around. Some car companies are continuing production and literally everything's going off the production line and just into a big yard and they wait until the chips come in and then go in and add them afterwards.
Okay.
Other car companies are changing the specifications that's available. So suddenly they're not going to offer one type of model. So you either have to not take the car or go and order the higher spec model. So they're trying to kind of streamline the different, how many different versions they make on it to make it a bit easier. And but it's a real struggle for everybody.
And usually with these things, the only solution is just time because eventually the supply chain will come back and give everyone what they need, but that could take a long time.
Well, time and money.
And because
money too.
Everything is produced just in time now. So they don't have like massive stockpiles of these things. Everything's designed to work at the last minute. And that's great when everything works, but when there's a kink in the chain, then it affects everything.
From your Instagram, if you follow at Lord Humphreys on Instagram, you'll follow Dave and his wonderful hotel room tours. But what people have noticed in the last couple of weeks anyway, is that you are absolutely back fully on the new car circuit. You've been traveling a lot. I believe you're only home in Ireland for a couple of days. So we're going to fit you
I'm
in
back
here.
For 2 days.
Right. So what have you seen in the last couple of weeks when you've been traveling? What are the new exciting things happening at car launches? What are we looking forward to?
There's a lot of really interesting technology. Obviously, there's a lot of new cars coming out, but there's a lot of, especially in the world of electric cars, I mean, obviously, we've seen a lot of flashy, new, expensive electric cars, but there's a lot of really affordable electric cars coming out in the next couple of years. And I think that's actually far more relevant for people, because a lot of people want an electric car, but they're so expensive.
Yeah.
You know, some of them are really expensive, even with government grants. But there are a couple of new cars that are going to be coming out. Now, I was driving one that, unfortunately, at the moment, isn't going to come to Ireland. It's the Dacia Spring, which is a very small city car. In France, you can buy this car, including after all the grants, for €12,400.
Wow.
It'll do 230 kilometers. It's cheap and cheerful and all that, but it's a perfectly good car, especially if you live in a city or in an urban area. So there's a lot of things like that. And even taking that one step further, another French brand, Citroën, is considering bringing its two-seat AMI city car here. Now, this is, you've probably seen a picture I put on Twitter, but this is tiny. This is super small. It's like a golf cart size. It's only got two seats. It's a really clever design. It's very, very small. It doesn't go very far. It does 70 kilometers. It's purely designed for people who live in cities.
Yeah.
So it doesn't even have a high top speed. It's only 45 kilometers an hour. But if you live in a city or in a town, chances are you're never going to go beyond that anyway because of traffic and speed limits and all that. So
effectively a couple of electric bikes strapped together. Like, it's not even a car. Yeah. Legally,
yeah. I mean, it's technically it's technically a quadricycle, and in Europe you can be quite young and drive these. You can be like 14 in some countries or 16 in some European countries and drive these, like, basically kind of like on a moped license.
Okay.
And because they don't have a lot of power, you know, it's kind of deemed that it's acceptable to do that. And in France, you can buy one of these for €6,000 or about £20 a month on a contract.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like it's the price of your mobile phone, but for an electric car.
I mean, think about it. Like as you said, like, younger people who need a license to drive whatever can always drive mopeds, or now these electric bikes that are baiting around the place with little or no regulation.
Yeah, yeah.
At least this is like got some level of safety.
You're inside a car,
yeah.
And it's, you know, you're like, because let's face it, like, it's great to have to be on a moped when you're in, if you live in sunny Barcelona, but in Ireland our weather isn't always great. And, you know, these are a really interesting solution. Citroën is considering bringing it. They're going to be selling them in the UK. They only produced them in left-hand drive. But the car, I've been in this car, and it's so small that it doesn't really matter what side the steering wheel is on. So
okay.
Citroën Ireland, they are trying to work it out, like, how it can be done with insurance companies here, but they are working on it, and hopefully over the next while there will be a bit more news about that. But there's a lot of other cool technology that's being applied to cars, like Korean company Genesis, which is part of the Hyundai Kia group. They are they're trialing now a face recognition system. So if you just have to look at your car to unlock it rather than having keys. Keys are so outdated, right?
Yes, they are.
But if I hope it's better than the face recognition on my phone, because if it isn't, if I get this car, I'll just be standing beside it, widening my eyes and waiting for it to do something, but nothing will happen. And if I'm hungover, forget about it. My phone will not recognize a hangover.
Dave Humphrey's from Confront.
Maybe if you're hungover, the car will go, yeah, maybe go back to bed.
Yeah, it's preventative.
Clever car.
Completecar.ie is where you'll find Dave writing and doing all his reviews and everything. At Lord Humphrey's is where you'll find Dave personally. Dave, thanks as always for jetting into Ireland and having a chat to us. Much appreciated.
Thanks, guys.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. today.